children, there was a king named Saul, and the Lord chose him to be ruler over Israel, partly because he was a humble man and he didn't think he could be king. But then the Lord gave him some victories over their enemies, and then he began to be proud of himself and also to be worried that he was the one that Israel depended on, and he began to turn away from the Lord. And then he broke the Lord's commandments twice, and so he began to be troubled by evil spirits. Now in this story, it tells us how they drove the evil spirits away from King Saul. Listen and hear what they did. We read from the word of the Lord in the first book of Samuel, chapter 16. And the spirit of Yehovah was removed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yehovah alarmed him. And the servants of Saul said to him, "Behold now, an evil spirit of God alarms thee. Let our Lord now say to thy servants before thee, seek a man who knows how to strum on the harp. And it shall be, when the evil spirit of God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and it shall be good for thee." And Saul said to his servants, "Provide now for me a man who can strum well, and bring him to me." And one of the youths answered and said, "Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. He knows how to strum, and is mighty in valor, a man of war, an understanding of words, and a man of form, and Yehovah is with him." And Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me David, thy son, who is with the flock." And Jesse took a donkey with bread and a bottle of wine and one kid of the goats and sent them by the hand of David, his son, to Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him exceedingly, and he was his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Please let David stand before me, for he has found grace in my eyes." And it was, when the Spirit of God was upon Saul, that David took the harp and strummed with his hand. And Saul had a respite, and it was good for him, and the evil spirit was removed from him. Now, when John was on the Isle of Patmos, he also saw angels playing harps, and listen what they were singing while they were playing their harps. We read from the book of Revelation, chapters 14 and 15. "And I saw, and behold, a lamb standing on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written upon their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpists harping with their harps. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four animals and the elders, and no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000 who had been bought from the earth. And they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, 'Great and wonderful are thy works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, O King of the Holy Ones. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou alone art holy. Therefore all the nations shall come and shall worship before thee, because thy judgments are made manifest.'" We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine about the spiritual meaning of harps in the Word. "By stringed instruments such as harps and the like are signified the spiritual things of faith. The instruments whose sounds are discrete or distinct as stringed instruments pertain to the class of spiritual affections, and the instruments whose sounds are continuous as wind instruments pertain to the class of celestial affections. Discrete sounds excite the affections of truth, that is, those are affected by them who are in the affections of truth, while continuous sounds excite the affections of good. From this it can now be seen why in the Word, and especially in the Psalms of David, so many kinds of musical instruments are mentioned, as psalteries, harps, flutes, cymbals, timbrels, horns, organs, and others, namely, that it is because of their correspondence with the affections. Harps especially signify the affections of truth because they excite such affections. Consequently, they also signify confession from spiritual truths with a cheerful heart. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.